The truth.
Hey, a few people raised their eyebrows.
The truth.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's from John chapter 8, verse 32. Yeah, and the word truth, it is in the Bible quite a few times. It's in there somewhere between 130 and 300 times, depending on which translation you're using. And that is way more times than the word preach, about a dozen. Not really that important a word. And way less than love, which is way over 500 times, and about the same as money. So truth and money have about the same number of mentions in the Bible. So does that mean that truth is way more important than preaching? And way less important than love, and about the same important? I just made that sentence in improper grammar, but the same important as money? Some actually would make that leap. They just take and they do word associations in the Bible, make word clouds, and say that because it's mentioned this many times, it's that important. I won't quite make that leap. The amount of times something is mentioned in the Bible does have a lot to do with how important it is, but you know, truth is important, love is important, preaching is really important, just not in the Bible, right? Not too many times. So what does that mean? I don't know. What is truth? Pilate, in the verse that is not mentioned today, because it's right after, verse 38, when Jesus said, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice," Pilate's answer is, "What is truth?" If you've ever seen a passion play or seen that movie, The Passion of the Christ, or any depiction of the last few days, the last few hours of Jesus' life, Pilate always says that because he said it in the Bible. So they usually would put that in there, which is, you know, kind of an important thing. So can we ask the question? Since Pilate asked it, and we don't like Pilate, right? He washed his hands of the things, and he's usually not among the Bible heroes. Is it okay for us to ask the same question? What is truth? Probably is, right? So what is the answer? Ready? Do you know? See, Pilate had this issue too, and Jesus didn't answer the question directly. We've had Hollywood to direct it to us, to answer it directly to us. For instance, let's see, let me get my best impersonations on. Here we go. You want answers? Yeah. I think I'm entitled to them. You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Remember that movie? Yeah. Which one was that? Oh, look, Sandy's like, there's a few good men. Yeah, written by Aaron Sorkin, starring Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise. One of the classics of all time. I didn't go to the next part there, the truth is and everything. Or how about this one from a TV show? It's the eyebrow-raised thing. The truth is out there. Name the TV show? X-Files, yes. And I can't find a place where Mulder or Scully actually said it, except in the most recent movie. They sort of made fun of the line a little bit. But it was always the tagline for the TV show. The truth is out there. And I have heard many times people debate the truth. Or at least, what is truth? I've heard people argue the very nature of the word truth. If it could really exist, or if there is any absolute truth. We're asking Pilate's question. What is truth? And to tell the truth, the numbers game and the endless debates are tiring. You know, when you hang out with pastors, we talk about an awful lot of stuff. It really doesn't matter. You know, it's like, this particular theological point, and stuff does matter, but we get into stuff. Like, we'll ask, we'll, you know, just beat this question for a long time. But then Jesus says the simple things. Well, not so simple to understand sometimes, but he says a simple phrase. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. He doesn't attempt to define the word. He just says, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. So instead of focusing on what is truth, that's Pilate's question, let's focus on Jesus' statement. How do we belong to the truth? How do we listen? Yeah, how do we do that? John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Truth is not something
to be possessed like a prize or a piece of property. Cornering the market on truth. So often we want to do that, but that's not truth. Truth isn't something to define or to mold or to bend, even though we try to define, we mold, and we very often bend the truth, right? Truth like that, I would say, is at best misguided, and at worst, it's just a lie. Stephen Colbert, you know who Stephen Colbert is? The host of the Colbert Report, because he doesn't pronounce the T. That's just kind of his thing there. In 2005, on the pilot for his new show, that is one of the most popular, at least on Comedy Central, he came up with a word. He actually popularized a word, and it was a last-minute kind of decision, but there was going to be a segment on the show called The Word, where he talks about a particular word. And this time, the word was going to be truth. And when they were getting to the point where they were about to shoot the pilot, he's like, you know, truth just doesn't sound ridiculous enough. So he came up with the word truthiness. There is a word, truthiness, but he sort of came up with it independently of it existing, so to speak. He was just trying to come up with a ridiculous word. And here's the definition that goes with Stephen Colbert's version of truthiness. One is truth that comes from the gut, not books. Or the quality of preferring concepts or facts one wishes to be true rather than the concepts of facts known to be true. So truthiness is not true. You know, that's kind of it. Truthiness actually was named the American Dialect Society's and the Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2005 and then 2006 for the different ones. And Colbert's satiric definition for truthiness, it's made its way into culture. You hear politicians talk about it. You hear newspaper writers use it. And they all use it in the context that Colbert did. And he just eats this up because whenever he does something, he's a comedian. He loves to have that stuff going. And so he still brings it up. It was in a crossword puzzle this year. And it was like, I am now famous because I have made the New York Times daily crossword puzzle. Truthiness is in there. But Colbert's definition, truthiness, essentially means falseness, to put it nicely. But true truth. Get your head around that, even though I'm like twisting it and bending it and molding it and all that stuff there that I said we couldn't do. True truth is something to belong to, not something to define, not something to bend, not something to take hostage or anything like that. The truth is Jesus. When Jesus says, all who belong to the truth, listen to my voice. You belong to me. You listen to my voice. Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It wasn't, some ways that's figurative, but the truth, Jesus, the essence of truth is Jesus. Jesus is the essence of truth. So the truth is Jesus, and we don't possess Jesus. We belong to Jesus. And we don't make up Jesus. Now, I'm putting this in the way that maybe it's more of an ought to, because you can hear on the other side that we try to possess Jesus. But that's not what it's about. We belong to Jesus. We don't tear up or shred Jesus. We belong to Jesus. We don't define Jesus. We belong to Jesus. We don't handle Jesus. We belong to Jesus. We follow those two rules, to love God and to love everyone. We belong to Jesus. So the question for us is, how do we get past all of the truthiness in the world? And how do we stop confusing truthiness by the satirical definition with truth? Here's some short answer, easy answers, okay? How do you get past all the truthiness in the world? Okay, first, quit lying. That's a pretty easy one, right? It's not easy to do because we're faced with situations where we want to lie all the time. We're faced with situations where it's easier to lie all the time. And I don't mean when you see a baby and you say, what a beautiful baby. Not that one, even if the baby's not. Because you do, you say that. Just, right? Every time. Moms, dads, what a beautiful baby. Not,
You just don't do that. And that's one of the things that little kids haven't learned to filter. It's more of a filter there. But I'm talking about truth, not being nice like that. So quit lying. Quit making stuff up. Sometimes it's really easy to make stuff up to get your agenda through, right? If we do this, then this will happen. There's a slippery slope that will lead to this and this and this and this. We can't do this because then that will happen. And really, the two are not connected at all. So we got to quit making stuff up, even though it's so easy. And I don't mean making stuff up like stories or making stuff up like, you know, being an actor or things like that. In that movie, Tim Allen was in it. What was it called? Galaxy Quest. There we go. Galaxy Quest, where there was a... not a true story, because it was about these people who caught the sitcoms from television, and the people were from outer space, and they came in and they thought that everything that was on these sitcoms was true, and that's just the way life happened here, because they couldn't understand the concept of anything not being true. Why would you make it up? And there's another movie that came out recently, or a TV show, that had a similar concept in it. But so not quit making stuff up like being creative in writing and stuff like that. I mean, quit making stuff up to get your agenda through and to be powerful and all that. Quit pursuing money and power and domination while you're wrapping yourself with a flag or with a cross, because that's not truth. So there's the short answer that got kind of long, but it's a short answer that really digs at us a little bit. Quit doing this stuff that is so nasty. That's the belonging to the truth. But an even shorter answer, which may get a little long too, but an even shorter answer is belong to Jesus. How do we avoid truthiness? We belong to Jesus because Jesus is the truth. Follow Jesus because Jesus is the truth. Love God and each other because through the Old Testament and through the New Testament, it's said, it's testified to the people from Israel and the people from everywhere. Love God. Most important thing, love everyone. Most important thing, the two go together. Belong to Jesus. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus said, those are the two most important things. Shortest answer, belong to the truth. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us your love, giving us your peace, your compassion, your mercy, for giving us your truth. Thank you for giving us Jesus. Amen.